Never underestimate the power of this simple practice. It is the most powerful force on earth and everywhere. You gotta get that. You gotta get that in the core of your being. You've really gotta get that. You rely on short moments. We rely on short moments. It takes us all the way. It takes us all the way to personal peace and unity. It takes us all the way to world peace and unity. You've got to realize the power of the weaponry here. This is a very powerful weapon. Whatever you feel you're doing battling with, battle with, this is the weapon. If you're battling with thoughts, battling with emotions, battling with sensations, battling with other experiences, just relax. Short moments, short moments, short moments. Don't get into the labels and descriptions, the stories about the experiences. Short moments, short moments. Even if you get into the story, short moments, short moments. This is the only recourse. The only resort. This is what you want to remember, the force and the power of short moments. Peace is power. Peace is the greatest power. Never forget it. You want to really ground yourself in your perfect nature, in natural perfection, the power of your naturally perfect nature. That's where you want to ground yourself, not in any of this phony baloney stuff. It's not going to take you anywhere. You know, even if you have incredible aspirations, you want to be the president of the United States or the president of the world or a big movie star, sports star, whatever you want to be, the power to do that most spectacularly is going to come from introducing yourself to yourself. That's what you want to do first before you really get into the ground game of realizing your aspirations. You want to really ground yourself in what you really are. That other stuff can wait, believe me. It can really wait. You're not going to have a clear idea of how to do what you want to do until you ground yourself in the true ground game, which is awareness, your own peaceful nature. By grounding yourself in that, all good things come to pass. All auspicious circumstances come to pass. Otherwise, you'll end up looking foolish a good part of the time in one way or another. By gaining complete confidence in your peaceful nature, you're able to realize your aspirations, whatever they are, and do it with a clear head. Do it with a lot of power and a lot of skillful means. Do it with a lot of insight. Do it with complete mental and emotional stability that can never be knocked off guard. If you have aspirations to do something important that's going to be a benefit to the world, you have to strengthen yourself with true strength. You really do. Otherwise, you can't possibly endure it. At least part of the time, if not most of the time, you'll be sleepless and not knowing what's going to come next, no matter how much you accomplish. Whereas by getting to know your peaceful nature, you'll be able to sleep at night and succeed at the same time. You'll be able to endure all of what's going to be thrown at you, high and low. If you don't ground yourself in your peaceful nature, then the wonderful things people say about you will sway you, and the devastating things they say about you will destroy you. You don't want either one. You want a steady course for whatever your aspiration is. Clear-headedness and steadiness. skillful means, profound insight, complete mental and emotional stability, knowing what to do and how to act in every situation. This is what you want as the basis of any kind of aspiration you have to be of benefit to the world. Otherwise, it's not worth having. Do you understand what I mean? Otherwise, we all end up a caricature of our own caricature. There are plenty of them to have out there. But this is the time when we all need to focus on world unity, on world peace, on everyone coming together. The heroes and leaders we need are the ones who have these qualities and characteristics. And we should accept no other leaders, wherever they are. We should accept only the ones with complete mental and emotional stability, profound insight, compassion, and demonstrable skillful means, the ability to accomplish demonstrably what is aspired for that's going to be a benefit to everyone. We need to know what we're looking for before we can have it. We really need to know what we're looking for before we can have it within ourselves and within good leadership. And so you see, when within ourselves we find complete mental and emotional stability, insight, compassion, skillful means, the ability to accomplish, when we find that within ourselves, then we know what to look for in a leader, and nothing else will do. We can tell a caricature from the real deal. We can tell charisma from the real deal. We can tell movie star quality from the real deal. We can tell everything from everything with no effort. So you see, this is what we want to fortify ourselves with, and it can only come from individuals. No one can round us up and make us do this. It has to come from each one of us as an individual. Each one of us, this is the greatest contribution we can ever make in life, to all of human life. It has to start there. No matter what our aspirations may be to contribute to the world, it has to start with our own ground game of getting down to our own nature, finding our own natural perfection, demonstrating its qualities and activities in our own life. This is how we unify the world. It's the only way it can come about. Only way it can come about.